Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, where your calls and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I don't like governments at all. Well, I don't like states at all. But if you're going to have a state, I find the United States constitutional model to be among the least objectionable in that, with its two-party system, it's sort of designed to be inefficient and to not get anything accomplished, to always be arguing with itself.
Yeah, but they've made one of the largest...
Yes, I didn't say
offensive.
It worked.
Okay.
But if they could actually somehow be held to that constitution, it probably would have been okay. But despite all of that bickering, because the bickering, it's... largely just an illusion.
When
push comes to shove, there's always enough Republicans who will cross the line to vote to get a bill passed, and Democrats who will cross the line to vote to get a bill passed.
Like the increase in the debt ceiling.
Yes, they always manage to get what the state itself would actually want.
That's right.
So it didn't work, but if it could work, and obviously the U.S. Constitution didn't, but if there was some way... that would be the least objectionable way to do it. I don't want the government to be efficient. I don't want it to have a streamlined process for turning their wacky ideas into the laws of the land.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it when the government is bloated. Well, not bloated, because in order to get, you know, as large as it is, I mean, in order to be bloated, it must be very large. So I like it to be inefficient and not very good at doing things.
Well, I mean, that's guaranteed to continue no matter what happens as far as Biden has signed an executive order, as the story here at the AP has pointed out, that's supposed to tighten up the ship and make things efficient.
But it won't.
No.
And the services they listed here, the make it easier to get a passport, I mean, that's good. It doesn't affect me because I'm not currently allowed to have a passport. But for most Americans, that's probably a good thing.
I can tell you it won't be easy to get mine back.
No.
They took it.
I suspect if all this blows over at some point, it's still going to be very difficult for me to get a passport. Mm. Time will tell. But the rest of it, economic recovery following a natural disaster, is just... not in a
priority.
Well,
those are three examples that the AP gave. The story says the goal is to implement most of the order's changes across 17 federal agencies within the next year. They say that the existing funds should be enough for agencies to pay for improvements, and that better service and efficiency would ultimately save the government money. And that's true, if they could actually do it.
I don't think they can do it, though.
No, I don't think so either. Paul Light, public policy professor at New York University and an expert on federal bureaucracy. Boy, talk about something just be awful to be an expert on. Said the initiative could be a big deal, although the Biden administration will face obstacles. He said the problem is not in the hope, but in the bureaucratic morass. The fight to improve government services requires a broad retooling of the bureaucratic wiring and flattening of the hierarchy. The federal government may be willing, but its technology is ancient, its personnel system sluggish, the bureaucratic layering unrelenting. And that is a good point. You know, these bureaucrats, they kind of like things the way they are.
Sure, it's job security.
Yeah, they don't have to be efficient. So why should they be? Just because somebody with a pen at the White House says they should be? Well, they got themselves a union. And the union says that they can get away with this stuff because, like, you can't make this union go faster. We've got a contract that says we'll go as slow as we damn well please. We're the union. I mean, there's things like that are in place.
To give people an idea of just how behind the government bureaucracies are, because it's saying they have outdated personnel systems, outdated technology. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have existed for more than a decade now, and the U.S. government bureaucracy still has not managed to put forward any laws regarding cryptocurrency. And by the time they do, the crypto world is already into NFTs and all these other things that the government is going to take another decade to get caught up on. They're perpetually behind, and they will never be able to catch up.
For retirees and the nearly 4 million Americans who turn 65 each year, the order requires they be able to claim Social Security benefits online more easily. Medicare recipients are to be able to access personalized online tools for saving money on drugs and managing their health care. Taxpayers will be able to schedule callbacks with the IRS instead of waiting on hold or having to manage issues through letters and faxes. Efforts such as these should bring government services into the digital era, says the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Association for Retired People, the AARP, if you've heard of them before. He says, we do our banking online, we do our work online, we can order food online, we can order groceries from our phone. I think people are accustomed to that now, and they're demanding the government keep up as well. Well, good luck!
It's a valid point, right?
Have you ever seen government websites before?
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
Most of them are absolutely awful.
It was neat that I could renew my driver's license online, but that ended up not even working.
Really?
Which necessitated a flight down to Mississippi in order to get it worked out. So, I mean, that was not fun.
Yeah.
But the idea was nice. You can do all of, and it's a valid point. You know, we can do all of these other things online, but there's really nothing you can do when interacting with the government that you can do online. I was surprised to learn, because everybody else was talking about having to call the DMV to make an appointment, all the being like the 170th caller in the queue and stuff like that, and having to wait for 6-7 hours.
Oh, my God.
And I just went online and made an appointment with the DMV in like 30 seconds. So it's nice to have that technology.
You're talking about in Mississippi?
No, I'm talking about here in Keene.
In Keene, okay.
Yeah. It was unrelated.
Mm.
But it was nice to have that option because so many of these government agencies, especially at the federal level, they are still requiring, you know, you have to just call them and wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can get through to the IRS other than, you know, e-filing and stuff like that. But that's just automatic. If you have an actual issue and you need to speak with someone, you're going to be on hold for a very long time.
For travelers, Americans will be able to renew their passports online, they say, instead of having to print out forms and pay with a paper check or money order. New security machines and computers.
Good Lord, you can't even renew your passport with a credit card or debit card?
Guess not. New security machines and computers with advanced screening features are to streamline the process of going through security lines for the roughly 2 million people who fly daily. The 45 million people with student debt will be able to manage their federal loans through a single portal instead of several websites with different passwords. Paperwork is also to be reduced for people seeking loan forgiveness. So there's some more examples of what it is they're supposed to be doing, how long it will take, how god-awful it will be when they finally do, you know, successfully implement these things. Only time will tell. But will this be enough to restore faith in government? Because that's ultimately what Biden wants this to accomplish. See, he's not as concerned with you getting your passport in a quick manner. He wants you to believe in the state.
Well, obviously, I mean, he's the head of the state. So it's useless for the Pope if no one believes in Catholicism. And if people have their faith in Catholicism shaken as a result of, you know, all the pedophile priests that are out there, then it weakens the Pope. If people have their faith in government shaken by inefficient bureaucracies who can't deliver on any of their promises, then they have their faith in Biden.
Right.
Also diminished. So I can see where Biden is coming from here, but it obviously won't work. Some of these ideas are good, but it's shocking to think that the only way you could get your passport renewed was to fill out all of this paperwork, mail it in along with a money order or cashier's check or whatever it was that you said.
Yeah.
In the year 2021, that's the scenario.
Sure.
Where you can get food delivered directly to your door, you still have to print off these forms and mail a check or money order to the government for a passport. So that's not even a decade behind. That's multiple decades behind for this government agency.
An accountant based in Cincinnati and the co-chair of the advocacy group Small Business for America's Future said changes in the order are necessary because companies are frequently on their own when navigating the federal bureaucracy. She said, quote, it's needed because things have really gotten worse. There's too big a labyrinth to weed your way through when you're trying to deal with government. So they're not going to make the government less labyrinthine. They're just going to try to make it a little bit easier to access their quote-unquote services. We'll see. I'm not optimistic.
I'm not either. I mean, a lot of these things could just be done online, but then the government has to give up some level of control. They have to give up the manual approval process for your passport that they love so much. And I don't see bureaucrats being willing to give that up. But maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. Take control of the airwaves. About whatever is on your mind. 603 283 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I'm so disappointed when I look over at Restream and I see all of the chat. It's just YouTube, 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 YouTube people.
Get out of there.
Stop watching us on YouTube. We're probably going to be suspended by the end of tonight's episode or by the end of tomorrow.
Or the end of the year. We don't know.
No, we have no idea, but it's going to happen. We're going to get suspended again from YouTube and we'll be gone. Stop dealing with that. You can always find us on Odyssey.
You appear to like us. At least enough to... I mean, even the haters appear to like us.
I mean, they followed us to Odyssey when we were suspended from YouTube. Well, go back to Odyssey and go back to hating on us there because you won't have to worry.
They don't like Odyssey because the chat never goes away. So the haters that are in the chat on YouTube, they like the YouTube chats because those get reset every night. There's a new chat. Right. But if you go over into the Odyssey room, you can just scroll up and see those people saying the exact same thing every night. And it just makes them look so repetitive and so boring.
Well, they are repetitive and boring, but seeing it day after day doesn't make it any more exciting. I mean, they say the same things.
That's what I'm saying. That's the reason they don't want to be in Odyssey because the other people that are watching can easily see them just scroll up and you can see yesterday and the day before they're saying the same stupid crap. And so just that's all they have. They really have absolutely nothing of value to add. And it's just more clear when you can when you're on Odyssey and you can just go scroll back as far as you want.
All the more reason for people to be watching us on Odyssey where they don't have to worry about whether or not these people are repeating themselves.
They also get opposition on Odyssey, too. So, like, there's one of them in there that hates cryptocurrency. Well, more than one of them, but one of them is, like, in their name. And so Odyssey is a crypto-friendly platform, and so there's people in there that actually get crypto, and they'll argue with the haters, and they don't like being opposed.
Odyssey is a crypto-friendly platform for sure. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. And there you don't have to worry about whether we're going to be there from one day to the next or whether or not you're seeing someone expressing a creative, original thought or whether they say that same crap every single day. Video.freetalklive.com. They'll take you directly to our channel. And if you're a content creator, you should be making your own channel where you don't have to worry about getting censored by big tech. But speaking of Bitcoin, because you had mentioned cryptocurrency and how many of our haters are just, they seem to focus entirely on the Bitcoin thing and hate us for that. Maybe they're jealous that they didn't buy Bitcoin back when it was $5,000 or whatever. They'll be jealous again when it's $500,000 per Bitcoin because people like that, they never learn. They sit there going, oh, man, I wish I'd bought it back when it was $500, or I wish I'd bought it when it was $5,000. Realistically, you're going to be saying that same thing in a few years, saying, oh, I wish I'd bought it back when it was just $50,000. It's not too late. You can still get some. But anyway, it may be too late, according to the Bank of England. It says that Bitcoin...
This is the central bank.
Yes, the central bank of the United Kingdom's government. Bitcoin could become worthless.
Well, it could.
I can't
in
imagine...
theory.
You know, that was the reason I brought in this article. It's really just another silly centralized bank making a statement about Bitcoin, but just this notion that Bitcoin could somehow become worthless, like $0 per Bitcoin. Can anyone out there please enlighten me, 603-283-6160, what chain of events would have to occur for Bitcoin to go from the $50,000 or whatever that it's at now to $0? Bitcoin. Short of a supernova, I don't see it happening. And a supernova would wipe out all life on the planet, so it wouldn't matter.
As far as what could result in that, I mean, there could be some sort of serious bug in the code or something, but that's not likely because it's been audited by probably thousands and thousands of programmers all around the planet over the last decade.
And if there was and they would patch it very quickly if
such a
thing was found.
There could be like a mass exodus of Bitcoiners to something else, you know, something that replaces it and does a better job, and the price plummets, whether it go to zero because of that, it seems unlikely.
But there's already stuff that's better than Bitcoin, and none of that caused a mass exodus, because Bitcoin has that name recognition.
Yeah, and it has first mover advantage as well, which is how it got the name recognition, because it was there first, and that counts for a lot. So even though it is a slow old dinosaur as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, there are many other cryptos that are faster and more efficient and do things better in a lot of different ways, but none of them have really, really caught on, and Ethereum, as the number two crypto in the world by market cap, isn't going to take over Bitcoin as far as, you know, efficiency is concerned. It costs more to send an Ethereum transaction, so no one's going to use that for money.
Right. Well, the digital currency is currently valued at $57,000.
This is an old article.
No, it's from today. But that line made me question whether or not it was an old article as well. I think they probably...
They must have written it like a month ago or something.
Yeah, I think they probably got the value of Bitcoin.
They're off by $10,000. It's $47,000 something. Almost $48,000.
That does kind of hurt to hear.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant to me, but I still want cryptocurrency to be successful and to increase in value. The central bank has questioned if there is any inherent worth in the high-profile cryptocurrency. And, of course, we've heard this over and over, and they never admit it. But the reality is that there's no inherent worth in the central bank's currency either. So even
yes,
if it's
but
true,
they want to misdirect you away from that and point out the flaws, allegedly, in the competition.
Yeah, but realistically, even if it's true that there's no inherent value in Bitcoin, that just puts Bitcoin and their centralized currency on a level playing field.
Mm.
Bitcoin hit a high of more than 60...
I disagree with this, by the way. I think that there is an inherent backing to Bitcoin, and that is that it has a huge network of supporters and nodes all around the planet, and therefore it cannot be shut down. It cannot be stopped by government agencies like this, which is why they're attacking it verbally, because it can't physically stop Bitcoin. And it does what it says it's going to do. It will get a transaction to your intended recipient and have final confirmation of that within 10 minutes, roughly.
Usually.
Yeah.
Bitcoin hit a high of more than $67,000 in early November, but suffered a decline in its fortune after news broke about COVID's Omicron variant.
That has nothing to do with it.
No, I think if anything, that would have driven the value of Bitcoin up, not down.
I don't speculate on why Bitcoin does anything, and anyone that does, I question.
Yeah, because there's no way to know what is causing
it. It's a global market, and there's so many different trades going on constantly. Why one thing happens versus why price goes up versus down is complete speculation as far as, you know, one human's opinion. But what's interesting about this is coming from the central bank of the United Kingdom. Now, whenever you have the king of the hill, right?
Sir John Cunliffe.
If you're the king of the hill of whatever we're talking about, you're the top car manufacturer, you're the top this, you're the top that, whatever, you generally do want to ignore the competition, right? Like, you want to focus on why you're the best, your car's the best, you're number one. You don't want to, you know, give your competition attention, right? Unless you're feeling super threatened by them. And
that's
even in
true.
That case, you should still ignore them. So this is an indicator that they are really worried.
That's a good point, because if it was true that Bitcoin wasn't a threat to them, then they wouldn't even mention it.
That's right.
But it's proof, as you said, that it is a threat.
They're scared.
There's more coming up here, including stuff about the metaverse that we've been talking about. The media wants you to believe in, but we're skeptical here. 603-283-6160.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News. A dire and gruesome report is out on Afghanistan from the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. Nadia al-Nashif says so many Afghans are starving and they're going to extremes in order to get food.
People in vulnerable situations, notably women-headed households and children, are being pushed to take desperate measures, including child labor, the marriage of children to ensure their survival, and, according to some reports, even the sale of children.
And Afghan's envoy from the former government is accusing the Taliban of committing human rights abuses like targeted killings and enforced disappearances since they've seized control in August. The NFL is mandating coronavirus booster shots for team staff members who work closely with players. More COVID cases have been reported this season than last year, despite the vaccination rate of players being over 94%. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And the media, for the last several weeks at least, has been making a really big deal every single day just about on Drudge Report. There's stuff about the metaverse. And it sounds dystopian, really, when you drill down into what it really is. But I'm not opposed to some of the ideas that they're putting forward here, because I play video games. Sure. I like video games. You want to put me in a virtual reality world where I can experience the physical sensations to a lesser degree, right? Like, if my character gets stabbed with a sword, I don't want to feel like I need to go to the ER here. Just a gentle little push from whatever haptic feedback device you have in place would be fine. Those kind of ideas sound great. But that's not what they're talking about here. When they talk about the metaverse, they're talking about something more like Second Life, but it takes over and sort of supplants and replaces your real life, which is not good. It is. I prefer the real world, or at least what I perceive to be the real world, which is this world that I'm existing in right now and speaking in, not the video game world that I know is not real.
But you also, you don't hate life. You're not constantly depressed or anxious about, you know, going out there and doing new things or whatever. And there's a group of people that they don't make friends easily, or they're depressed and they just don't want to go out and do things. And these people live at home, and this is an outlet for them. So, I mean, it's sad, but unfortunately it seems like that's the way things are going.
Yeah, it's sad. You're absolutely right, and I can't wrap my head around that, though. But they can escape through video games.
And they have been. This is another thing they're going to be able to escape into. Spend even more time with a VR helmet on their head. Immerse themselves even deeper, because in, you know...
Why is that easier than interacting with real people, though? That's the part I don't get. I understand if, you know, there's a game aspect to it. The game itself is fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But if it's just you're having a VR Zoom meeting or whatever, or you're attending some digital wedding, there's nothing really fun about that that is unique to that experience. I mean, why it's not any easier to do that? I mean, it's
easier in that you don't have to get off the couch.
Yeah, you can be lazier mm-hmm. and still attend that wedding, but it doesn't have any intrinsic value that the real wedding lacks.
Well, Americans are, as we reported recently, fatter than ever.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're lazy.
All the more reason they should go to the real wedding.
Right? They're lazy.
Like, walk there.
But the metaverse will let you be thin.
That's true.
You can
true.
Change your appearance very easily.
We have a word for that called catfishing. So... So it allows everyone to catfish, basically.
Yeah. Or you can wear some wild costume or whatever.
I mean, you could do that in real life, too.
You could.
I mean,
but again, people are...
If that's what you want to do, do it, man. Yeah. Stop letting people judge you. Put on your weird outfit. Walk
the
down the street
screen,
dressed like a dinosaur if
but,
you want.
But you know, and I know, that the computer screen gives those people a level of separation from reality. It
because
allows
it's not
them
real.
To do these things without the same consequences. They wouldn't have to... You know, if somebody confronts you about wearing some giant dinosaur suit or whatever, in the metaverse, you can just press log out or, you know, warp to some other area and avoid any kind of conflict. And that's what those people are looking for, right? They want an easier life where they don't have to have any responsibility.
I guess so, but if that person who wanted to wear the giant dinosaur outfit would just wear the dinosaur outfit, there may be a huge number of people who want to wear dinosaur outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly they would be inspired to do it, and it would become normalized, and no one would hassle anyone walking down the street in a giant dinosaur outfit.
I'm with you. You ought to be yourself and be, you know, be out and proud about that, but...
Yeah, just have the courage to be you,
yeah.
Even if what you want to do is wear some silly costume. Now, some things are literally impossible to do in real life that you could do in a metaverse, but that's not the sort of thing they're talking about. They're not talking about letting you, you know, play a character that has wings that flies through.
You could probably fly.
I guess some of them probably do have
that's
features
kind of the
like
whole,
that.
The whole thing behind, you know, virtual universes or whatever is you can do things you can't do normally, right?
That's what I thought.
You can build structures that could not exist with gravity, for instance, right? Like, so a lot of these things are buildy kind of places, like Second Life, for instance, which has been around for... You know, not quite two decades, I think, at this point.
What was the appeal of Second Life? Like, did it have anything you could do in it that people couldn't do in real life?
Yeah, you can build things.
Well, they could build things in real life, too.
Right, but you are constricted by things like gravity.
Okay, yes. You do have to contend with gravity right. In the real world.
So, like, in a virtual world, you could build a top-heavy house that has, you know, a very wide, you know, second story and nothing below it, right? Like, except nothing, right? Because it could just float there. You could do whatever I presume that you wanted to do. I've never actually spent that much time in Second Life, but I did see what some of our listeners created, like, 15 years ago. And it was like this little listener lounge. It was pretty cool. You could stream Free Talk Live there and hang out and chat. So I imagine there's a bunch of things you can do because the laws of physics, for instance, don't apply in that way. In the same way that there are things in video games that you can do, like shoot zombies or whatever, that you really can't do, thank goodness, in real life. Right.
Right. And I guess if someone wants to be an architect or whatever and have their second story building that doesn't have a first story or whatever, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But from what we're being sold on this metaverse thing, that's really not what they're billing it as. Not like... You have the story about the metaverse marriage that happened, and of course, that's not even the story we want to get into.
Well, they're billing the metaverse, and you touched on this earlier, as this replacement for real life. So they're taking what
you can't get COVID. by attending a wedding in the metaverse.
So they're billing it as it's a replacement for real life. So they've taken VR, which has previously been marketed as cool video game tech, to, hey, you can have a meeting, you can have a wedding, you can have a store, you can have a, you know, whatever. These things that you would normally leave your house to go and do can now be done through virtual reality, and they're calling that the metaverse. And the thing that's I wanted to talk about tonight with this is the New York Times has a feature-length story that just goes on and on about the breathlessly announcing that someone has had a wedding in the metaverse. The headline, getting married in the metaverse. One couple's recent nuptials in the virtual world known as the metaverse showcase the possibilities of having a wedding unfettered by the bounds of reality.
I mean, which sounds like it could be fun, but it's not a replacement for an actual physical wedding.
I don't know about you, but I don't have fun at weddings.
The wedding can be fun.
I find weddings to be absolutely intolerable.
I mean, yes.
I can't stand them.
The actual
ceremony of the
wedding is not fun at all.
So going to one online might even make it worse. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, the image in this particular, I'm just going to show you, Aria, because obviously we're on the radio here, but boy, oh boy, look at this technology here with the lovely couple. How would you describe this image that you're seeing?
For anyone who's familiar with Nintendo, they're only barely more defined than Nintendo Mii's. Let me think of a clearer example for people out there. Your Facebook avatar that people could make a few years ago was about on the same graphical level as these characters.
It's laughable. What this looks like.
Minecraft is only barely less defined than what we just saw. And Minecraft was meant to be graphically insufficient inferior.
As I was looking for this, so when I saw this headline, I didn't even read the story because all I needed to see was like this sort of, oh my, the metaverse has weddings. Oh wow, look at how, oh amazing, this is technology. And I'm thinking, they surely did this in Second Life 20 or 15 years ago, right?
I'm sure they did.
And so I looked, and sure enough, there have been people having weddings online at least since the 1990s. Like, before Second Life, people were having weddings online. And somebody over at a website called themarysue.com really just summed this up. And they just tear this New York Times piece a new one. And I want to share that.
Let's get into that, because I want to hear that. I mean, even not getting married, even getting married in the metaverse and things like that, there's the guy who married his Nintendo DS character. Weird stuff with technology and the online world has been going on for a very long time. There's nothing new in this metaverse that hasn't been done already. There's more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Tonight's amplifier. This means that Steve is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Steve is a gold level member, which is the tier for $10 per month. We don't ask that much. To get in, all you have to do is sign up for $5 per month. That's the silver membership. Steve is a gold level member, which means that Steve likes the show just a little bit more, or has a little bit more that he wants to offer up in support, however it should best be phrased. Thank you so much for that, Steve. It does come with a number of cool little features, like the Bitbox that we're giving away. That sort of thing is rare, though. And there's the app-only chat on the Matrix server, the app-only Facebook group, stuff like that. But if you join, it should be because you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us reach a larger audience. You want to show your support for the show. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, one, kudos to Dave Ridley for demanding that he be allowed to finish. Two, you were on to something.
We kept him on for a second segment as well. I mean,
yeah, he had plenty of time.
Yeah, he had plenty of time. What he objected to was being talked over, interrupted when he was in the middle of making his point.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. You have a story that I just want to get into the story that you had. And David just...
he started by complaining instead of getting to his point, whatever the hell that was.
And that's never a good thing, and I don't have a lot of patience for it. As he knows, which is why I'm kind of surprised he even called tonight. But we were talking about the metaverse and this metaverse marriage.
Quote unquote.
This picture here is a dystopian nightmare. I understand. I mean, being a trans person, I could get behind the idea of being able to create a character that you you want to be. That mm-hmm. best represents you. But these things are so graphically bad that I can't believe that either of these individuals that took part in this wedding or any of the spectators looked at their avatar and was like, yes, that's the ideal me.
Not only did they do that, apparently, but they also paid for this wedding, as the story here will reveal.
So they're still just as they're still expensive, presumably.
Yeah, because when I first heard about this, I'm like, okay, well, I guess it would be beneficial in that people wouldn't have to travel and it'd be super cheap. But no, there's a company that will make your metaverse wedding for thousands of dollars. I'll tell you about it. So the story here was originally posted in the New York Times, but what I want to share with you is from themarysue.com, where, again, I was just looking around for the history of online weddings, because I know they've been going on for decades. And so that's indeed the case. As she points out here, the lady who wrote this, credit to Brianna Lawrence, she says, recently the New York Times had a piece about a couple who'd gotten married in the, quote, metaverse. The couple, Tracy and Dave Gagnon, met in the cloud, as the article says, and were married in person back in September while also hosting a virtual ceremony for those who couldn't be there in person.
So they're already married.
Yes.
But
the news is about the online metaverse one. She says, full disclosure, when I hear the word metaverse, I immediately picture a certain 90s computer animated series that at the time felt extraordinary with its animation and had a much younger me convinced there was a whole world inside the computer that I had in my dad's basement.
Is this the reboot series?
Yeah, I think so.
Reboot?
I also think of movies like Hackers, which, yeah, I really did think hacking was that dramatic. And this is a very silly 1990s.
Oh, yeah, where they're hacking, typing away at the keyboard furiously.
Real life.
Hacking into things.
Yeah. Basically, when I see someone go on about the mysterious world of the metaverse, and she's putting that in quotes, in 2021, I laugh because we currently exist in a time when I can have an entire conversation with someone on the other side of the planet in seconds. It just sounds so outdated. And then she cites a tweet from someone named Grim V. Vice on Twitter that cites the New York Times article about this online wedding, and he or she says, every article talking about a groundbreaking metaverse thing is just something that was done a decade ago in World of Warcraft or Second Life. Anyway.
They're absolutely right. I can't think of one, but there have certainly been, I can't think of a wedding, but there have certainly been all sorts of ceremonies that have happened within World of Warcraft.
And she says, it also, in the case of this wedding provided by a company called Verbella, looks outdated too. And then cites another tweet from That Reed Bryce, who says, how does this look worse than Second Life when that came out nearly two decades ago? LOL.
It does look really bad. I mean, this could play on, like, PlayStation 2, GameCube
it's
era.
Bad.
I mean, they
this
are
is 2021.
Not good.
According to the New York Times, Verbella is a company that builds virtual environments for events. In a time when COVID has prevented us from having events, no, it was the government, it's no surprise that there are companies offering ways to recreate what can't currently be done in person. Well, I happen to know it's happening here in New Hampshire. People are having real-life weddings. As someone who used to frequent conventions, a lot of them went completely virtual, some using Zoom to host panels, and others actually recreating an entire exhibit hall that you could virtually walk through. That being said, the reason people are dunking on this wedding is not that we have any problem with the event itself, but the way in which the New York Times presented it as this never been done before. And is this the future we envision when watching the Jetsons tone about it? Which, LOL.
Look, the Jetsons didn't have virtual realities that they spent all of their time in.
But she's talking about the tone, right?
Okay.
Like, ooh, this is amazing. She says, it's not the couple's fault, of course, but this new mystical new virtual space narrative is hilarious. She says the article being linked is from 2008. She links to another person's tweet. But apparently there's evidence of virtual weddings from as far back as 1996. So people have gotten married in virtual ceremonies as far back as they could. As far back as the technology would essentially allow them
to do so. That's 25 years ago.
Yeah. Yes, there's mention of Animal Crossing at one point in the New York Times piece, but overall it's being presented as some sort of newfound technology when gamers have been going to virtual weddings for years, and those weddings can look like this these days. And then she gives an example of a wedding that happened apparently in the Final Fantasy XIV universe that looks like, well, more appropriate to the graphic technologies of today,
right?
Than this ridiculous, cartoonish wedding that that the New York Times has pointed out. The difference, I suppose, is that Virbella can customize the event to look exactly the way you want, at a price, of course. They cite the article. Patrick Perry, the director of event sales and partnerships for Virbella, said the cost of holding an event in the metaverse, quote, depends on what you want, saying that if there's an engineer building out an MGM ballroom or something of that nature, then the cost goes up, ranging from a few $1,000s to well over $10,000.
I mean, to be fair, if you wanted to have this wedding yourself, you don't want to have to pay someone, you could build it yourself however you wanted,
yeah,
in Minecraft.
That's right.
It would look about the same.
Or any of these other virtual worlds that are out there.
I mean, and if you wanted to pay $15,000, I'm sure you could get some Blizzard developer to set you up with a wedding or something.
Or somebody will rent you their already existing space for probably, like, you know, $100. To be fair, the Gagnons didn't pay for their virtual wedding. The co-workers of theirs chipped in to put it together for them. According to the New York Times, Ms. Gagnon estimated it would have cost around $30,000 had they paid for it. Representatives for Virbella declined to disclose a price for the event. Virbella, my dear friend, if the final product looks like something from the early 2000s when we know it can be done better, then I'm better off using items in Animal Crossing to make my own wedding chapel. If you're going to provide a service that already exists in some way, shape, or form, you have to do something that makes it worth using you instead of, well, downloading Final Fantasy XIV and, hey, they're kind enough to give you an entire video game to go with it. And then also look at the options you get in Second Life. And then they link over to, apparently, the Second Life official website has an entire section about online weddings. So she points out Virbella has a lot of catching up to do. She says, I think a part of me is also especially salty because I grew up in a time when doing such a thing was seen as weird and a sign that someone was too obsessed in whatever game they were playing. The thought of having weddings in-game was met with this sort of seek help dweeb mentality.
Well, that's kind of true.
Yeah. She says, I feel some kind of way when it's presented as this new, innovative idea instead of acknowledging that it's been here the whole time. So that's kind of the point here, is like, that's what they're acting like with this metaverse, is all this stuff that's really just old hat being repackaged by Facebook and these mega corporations now acting like it's something fresh.
Yeah, and it's not.
And it's crap.
It's not
a fresh
new
load of crap.
And it looks terrible. This isn't the first screenshot or image we've seen of the metaverse. They've also shown some buildings and stuff like that. They're not any more impressive than this is. I mean,
well, it's supposed to be accessible by people, but on the other hand, Facebook is only letting VR customers in to their Horizon Worlds thing that they just released. So who the hell's going to be there? It's going to be empty.
I won't get the Oculus Rift because I don't understand why it has its own library of games instead of just basically being a glorified display and controller that you connect to your PC.
Because Facebook wants to have control.
But it would be so much easier if that's what VR was, especially on PC, but it's not. And it would look better if they weren't doing it like this, because this looks terrible and I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Can you imagine paying for this?
Is it $30,000 of that? We're out of time for tonight. You can join us in laughing at these people at chat.freetalklive.com. That's our social media server, our chat server, chat.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.